I don't, you know, really like, you know, the weird sounds that it makes. What?
Is that what we're going to start on? Just tell me when you start
recording this time so I know.
What do you mean?
Last time you started.
You don't tell us when you start, so we don't know when you're starting.
I mean, think he's already started.
I mean, maybe I've already started.
Oh my god, you're such a dick.
Every time.
Okay, well, I can't hear anything.
They came in on, it sounds weird.
I just realized I don't have a cord.
It's over here.
You had better not be recording.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's recording the entire thing here.
Oh my god.
You're like, I can't hear anything. And like, your headphones aren't even plugged in. Like, ah.
Shut up.
It's okay. I'll probably just leave this entire part in. That's what makes it great. It's the realism in it.
How is this realism? This is just me being high.
That's what makes it real.
How is anything I do real?
How is anything you do
real? How is anything real?
Everything's real.
How do you know?
Because I just do.
How do you know we're not the dream of some deity?
God, I hope. Well, because he's a fucking shitty dreamer then. He needs to have better dreams than me.
Exactly.
Or she does.
It's not a she. Because if it was a she, like, women would be at the top of the world.
Oh, I suppose so.
Ugh. Yeah. That's how I know God's a man. It's a fucking baller, dude. Kind of probably rapey, too. I don't know.
Rapey?
Yeah.
Really? What are you doing with your hand?
I'm fucking putting it here. Like,
why?
Am I not allowed to? Am I not allowed to, like, grab my belly?
Why are you doing that? You're not pregnant. What it's
called for guys. We call it the fupa, where that uppy fatty area.
This area is the area that my belt buckle pinches.
Then take your belt buckle off.
Then my fucking pants fall down and my dick flops out and it's a whole fucking thing. And then, like, my mom, like, you know, it's like, surprise visit. I'm like, ah, no, my dick's out. Fuck.
I like it when your dick's out.
Yeah, like, no one else does.
No.
There's not a single soul else in the world. Like, doctors, like, they have to give me a physical. Like, fine. I get paid for this.
Oh, my God. You have a really nice penis. It's not the worst one they've seen.
Yeah, I mean, like, the reason they don't like it is mainly because, you know, my penis is straight. And, like, you know, their wife complains about their curved dick. And it's like, you know, it's like a fucking banana, but sideways.
Oh, my God. Alex thinks curved dicks are disgusting.
They are disgusting.
Well, Courtney.
No, it's like a tendon that got pinched. It's revolting.
The second Courtney gets, like, a straight dick, she's going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah, straight dick king for life. Ugh.
It's nice.
I think I started that, like, a couple podcasts ago. Straight dicking.
Yeah.
Straight dicking, really?
Straight dick gang. Gang. Gang.
Okay.
Like the river?
No. Like
a gang.
Gang. Like a gang.
I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
She's like, I have no idea what a gang is.
No, Jesus Christ. Thought you meant, like, the river in Asia.
No. Alex.
There's a river named the Straight Dick? What is it, like the Straight Dick?
No, I can't say it right, but the Gangi River. It's in Asia.
The Gangi River?
Yes, I can't say it right. No, don't make fun of me.
It's like the Gangrene River, and it's just full of people with gangrene all over.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, that would also be sickening.
I mean, it's literally. Disgusting. Drink out of it, you get sick. Ugh, this is gross. Oh, no, someone shit in the fucking river. Oh, no, that's just a black person. It's like, oh, no, we don't allow those people here. You know, push them further down the river. Get them out into the ocean. You know, the shark's like, yeah, I don't want to eat that. Gross. Send me a fucking little Asian boy that didn't fucking make it because he got starved to death. Something.
But he has no meat on his bones. What's the point of eating that?
Yeah, it's better. Like, I wonder if, like, there's, like, a cannibal that's like, I won't eat black people because I feel like they taste disgusting. Like, a racist, you know, serial killer that,
everyone,
like,
everyone knows dark meat tastes better.
That, like, he's like,
yeah. If anything, it would probably be against white people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, like,
fucking whiteies, like, don't know how to eat.
Like, Jeffrey Dahmer's, like, you know, I don't want to eat that black guy because he probably tastes like poop. And So, you know, like, black guy's like, yes.
Wait, didn't he fuck the dead bodies, though?
Oh, he did so much crazy shit.
So then, he you just said he does crazy shit.
Yeah, but, like, so, I don't think he's eating black people. I don't.
Why would a serial killer matter about the skin color if he's eating them?
I mean,
again, that refers to my original argument of dark meat tastes better.
If you're going
to
be a super evil dude, might as well go for broke and be racist, too. I mean, it's like, you know, this guy fucking ate people and cut people's heads off and chopped their dicks off and ate them and fucked their dead bodies. And he was racist. And it's like, oh, racist? Oh, no. Whatever shall we do?
I mean, quite honestly, if I was a serial killer, I would definitely only kill white people. I would go after old white men. Like, I would be like a feminist serial killer.
Oh, my God.
Is that a thing?
God, I hope so.
I don't know.
It's like Bonnie and Clyde, but it's just, you know, Bonnie and Bonnie.
I think they are. Claudette. Oh, no, it's that one. What is it called? Thelma and Louise. They already have Bonnie and Bonnie. It's Thelma and Louise.
What show is that from?
It's like movie. I Love Lucy, I think.
No, it's not.
What? I thought it was that, like that.
No.
Who the fuck is that then?
So, fuck. I haven't seen the movie in so long. But it's about... You're looking it up. Why don't you say the official
stuff? Thelma and Louise. Let's see, like, cause, like,
okay, no, my coworkers told me it was like I Love Lucy. Did they lie to me?
No, it's a movie called Thelma and Louise.
I have been lied to.
It's on Hulu.
Oh my God.
It has an 84 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my God. Everyone loves giving me the wrong information because I believe it.
I guess you could say it's a little bit like I Love Lucy, but no, not really.
Okay, at my clinic, there's a little cat family. It's two sassy calicos, and they're named Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. Just imagine women like that.
They're really
sassy.
Imagine
them being like two black women. I don't know why.
Well, weren't you gonna... You looked it up.
I did.
Technically, is it about?
It's about fucking two fucking people doing things.
So lesbians?
No. Yes, of course.
They're not lesbians.
How do you know?
They're lesbians. Don't let her lie to you.
What's wrong with lesbians?
They're the best.
There's nothing wrong, but I don't think they are.
I'm just going to watch the movie later and, like, explain. It's like, you know, have you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Of course.
Yeah, everyone's seen Forrest Gump. Like, the one, you know, fucking movie about, like, the retard actually getting some pussy.
I know, right?
I'm like, good job, retard. You're giving us... The rest of us hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because I think she had sex with him before he was rich. So it's like.
Well, yeah, when he rescued her from her father, who I think was either raping her or abusing her.
Yeah, raping her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she wanted to turn into a bird and fly away.
Yeah, that scene was really upsetting for me.
She's like, let me turn into a bird and fly away. I'm like, dumb bitch.
I was like, yeah, God never answers that type of prayer.
I mean, that yeah, all she needs is a few drugs and
yeah,
she can get shit done.
Yeah.
Drugs are amazing. She's like, oh, man, I'm a bird right now. I'm flying away. And her daddy's like, you're easy tonight, honey. And it's like, oh, no.
Ew.
It's like, I'm a bird, daddy. I'm a bird. I'm flying away from you. You'll never see me again. It's like, whatever. As long as you're not crying, that's fine. Cry for me a little bit because I enjoy it. And what's crazy, if that movie was done with Courtney, she would never have fucked Forrest Gump because she doesn't fuck retards.
Nope.
So that's why she doesn't fuck men, because they're all retarded. She's like, oh man, I can't find a single smart one. They're all fucking retarded. And it's like, you know, then Stephen Hawking comes in his wheelchair. He's like, hey, it's like, no, still retarded.
Well, I mean, someone else can take care of Stephen Hawking. I mean, he probably has enough money.
You do realize he's been married twice.
You do realize he's dead.
Yeah, he was married twice.
I totally forgot he passed away.
Yeah,
oh my God.
You also forget that he was not always in that wheelchair.
Yeah.
I know.
Like everyone's
I know,
like,
that after he went to college, his degrees, his disease started progressing.
His degrees.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, you're not wrong there either.
Fuck you.
But yeah, I mean, that motherfucker, you know, he's coming in his wheelchair and it's like, I'm not retarded. You know, back when he could talk, he didn't have to use a computer. Can I have some pussy? And so you're like, no. I don't fuck retards.
Wait, like, don't you?
Like, men, we don't care. You could be fucking brain dead and we'll still fuck you.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you just, you know, grunt twice if you want me to fuck you. And it's like, that's a yes. It's like, help me. Yeah, that's how fucked up men are. And then women are like, not you. I mean, I guess you'll bag over your head and you can do it, I guess. Like, women get real fucking picky with it until they get married. And it's like, you know.
No, you get married because you've settled.
You know, you like see a woman, it's like, you only fucked hot guys and look at your husband now. And he's like sitting there drinking beer, like shotgunning it. It's like, yeah. He's a big old beer belly.
I'm sorry, hasn't her body changed too?
Yeah, I mean, like one tit is bigger than the other for some reason now.
Yeah, they're growing together. It's fine. Or growing old together. Sorry, there was missing a word.
See, like, you know, it's always like the hot bitches are like, not you. And then like after they're all fucking beat whores, it's like they come to you and be like, hey, honey, would you like to come date me now? I was like, no, whore, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's gross now.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like, there's no girls in high school that I'm like, oh boy, I can't wait. Like, especially since like a bunch of my high school was at a boarding school and it's all boys. So I'm like, yeah, no. We like, you know, the one skill I did learn at boarding school above all else was how to beat off in 5 minutes because that's what we had in the shower. So I was able to beat off and take care of, you know, washing myself.
Really?
Oh, man. Like, and you wore fucking sandals
in the shower. Did you do the same time or one after the other?
Nope, at the same time. Like, so I'm, like, fucking rubbing shampoo in my hair while I'm, like, fucking jacking off. I was fucking efficient. I, like, aimed it down at the drain so I had, like, less cleanup.
Like, you had shoes on, right?
Yeah, we had flip-flops on.
Oh, thank God.
No, you should always wear shoes. Otherwise, you might get athlete's foot in public.
And then you have to pee on your own feet, and it's gross.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, never fucking go into a public shower without...
Two birds, one stone.
Just, you know... just, you know, come and then clean out the pipes and make, no athlete's foot for me. And then, like, some dude's, like, side-eyeing you. It's like, hey, send some over that my way. I'm like, no. Yeah. Dear God, no.
He wants a golden shower instead of a regular shower.
Ew.
Well, I mean, if you're already in the shower, I mean, go for it, but... Only if they ask for it. Like, I just never fucking pee in the shower. It's just weird to me.
Really?
I cannot pee in the shower.
Right? It's the weirdest thing, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I absolutely can't.
You come in the shower, but you won't pee.
I rarely come in the shower. It's a fucking...
I thought you were the master.
I'm the masturbator, but, you know... Like, I'll fucking come into a toilet bowl. I'm like, okay, I know these are going...
I didn't need that reminder.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most, like, you know, dudes will, like, forget this, but it is the most efficient fucking way to clean up after yourself, hide all evidence, you know. And I don't even know where I really fucking started doing it. I'm just like, oh, man, this is efficient, and just boom, and then you can wash your hands, and, you know, no one knows no difference. I think I, like, you know, when I
had,
like...
You've never done it in a Walmart, right?
In a Walmart?
Yes.
I'm sure I have.
No!
I must have.
No!
They have those power flushers, so when you flush, it goes... And, like, I'm like, there's definitely no evidence.
Oh, my God.
See, like, and then you have to have the seat up, because, like, you don't ever want to get any jisms on a fucking seat, because, like, it'll just be there forever, and you'll think about it every day. Just some dude that sat in it just... No fucking, like, little paper thing down. He's like, oh, I don't fucking care. And he, like, sits in it and, like, gets, like, the fucking sticky, like, cum crusties in his ass.
Ew.
and like his wife's like a kinky bitch and starts licking him.
No, dick cheese.
Not dick cheese.
No dick fucking cheese.
She's licking the Cotton Krusties off his ass.
A rim job.
Shut up, Courtney.
Some Krusties.
That's. Oh, what do you got? Frosting here for me, baby? How did you get come back here? It's like, oh no! That's Walmart cum. I don't know where that's been.
Walmart cum.
It's a great value.
It's great. It's fucking cheap as fuck.
It was free.
It was. It's like, oh my god.
See, like, but, like, I can, my claim to fame is I've never come on the seat. Ever. Like,
But that's because you lift the seat up.
I lift the seat up and I squat, like, right over. So, like, my dick is, like, in the water. I'm like, tss. Not really. I don't ever touch my dick to the water.
I hope not.
If
your dick ever touches the water, you have to tell me because your blowjobs will stop.
She's not going to tell you.
I would never tell you now.
No.
No, you have to tell me.
I would tell you. No. I tell you after you blew me, I'd be like, guess what? That was dick.
You better have enjoyed it.
That was toilet dick water. You're like, huh, tastes like Walmart.
Ew. Tastes like Walmart? Oh my god. Oh my god. What would that even taste like?
Axe
body spray.
Totally.
It tastes like Axe body spray and vinegar.
And vinegar. Ew.
Just like, oh. It's like, your tongue would touch my cock and make, nope. I know that taste. I know exactly where your dick has been.
Fuck that.
Why can't you just put it in the fucking butt of gay boys? It's like gay pool boys. Just put it in like asses taste better than this.
They would.
I mean, okay. Which would you rather? Fucking, you know, suck off a dick that was, you know, cleaned off after it was in an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But just with water.
Just with water.
Or a fucking dick that has touched toilet bowl water. Nothing has happened to it within the past hour. Like, no shits or pisses have happened to it the past hour. But it was fully submerged in toilet bowl water.
How was the dick washed with water?
Just, like, you know, spray it off really quick and just, you know, like, kind of, you know. Just...
Like, was there lots of friction involved?
And yes.
And for how long?
2 minutes.
Okay. Then yeah.
Sucking that fucking shitty dick?
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like, you know, the second, like, shit hits you, it's like, it's on me forever. Until, like, my skin, like...
If you have a good immune system, you're gonna live. Like, you might get a little sick.
Until, like, the skin, like, you know, like, sloughs off. It's like, oh, no, this is gonna
Why
be...
Why would you use that term correctly right then and there?
It's like, it's like you're just sitting there with, like, you know, steel wool and just like, get off me, poo.
It's like a skin graft.
But you're like digging the poo in deeper.
No, you're shredding it like cheese. Like a like, sprinkling.
Just, guys. Let's move on a little bit from skin sloughing off and getting grated. This is creating like the shittiest visuals.
I know.
Like when you put Parmesan on a pizza and it's like curled on the edges, kind of like fingernails.
Ew. Oh.
Okay. See, blue cheese is what I imagine dick cheese to look like. Like, I'm circumcised, so I've never had dick cheese.
Thank you, Jews.
But,
thank you so much.
Like, there's videos online. There's a horrible video. It's called Asian Dick Cheese.
Well,
yeah, it's as horrible as you would think.
Like curds?
Mm-hmm. Like, she, like, pulls back the shaft.
I don't have my phone, so I need to look this up.
Asian dick cheese? Okay, I'll pull it up for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
You're the one who wanted to move on from dead skin shavings, but you want to see the dick cheese.
It's weird. Why not?
Oh, my God.
Let's see if, you know. Here you go. Oh. It's an Asian chick. Oh, just fucking pulls back the head. Just.
Ew.
Just the regret in her fucking eyes. She's like, oh no.
What's with the music playing?
doing?
It's necessary. Oh, she's like sniffing it. She's like, oh, this is horrible.
Okay. I think this is enough. Fuck, no. I ass.
You fucking ass, you get it all. Just.
Ew.
Like, is she cleaning it?
Ah.
Ew, the music got so much worse. Ew.
Just stop. Stop.
You're only halfway through the video. It's only a minute and a half.
Okay, my curiosity has been...
There you go.
Oh, no, she has to blow it? No.
No, show her more. I was scarred. She needs to see it.
She has to blow it? I don't want to see her blowing it. No!
just the look in her eyes. Just like, fuck. Fuck me.
Why does she keep on going? I would have stopped. Why does she keep on going?
Yeah, it's just so fucking horrible.
Why does she keep on going?
She's a champion.
How much money? She better be, oh, God, making money off that. God, I hope she made... Oh, and she gave a camera look. Oh, what a superstar.
This is like the video you should show your daughter. You want to get into porn? Here you go. This is day one, bitch.
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, I just told my brain to pretend it was cream cheese, and it got a lot easier to watch.
It is horrible. No, that is real dick cheese. Like, in the beginning, like, he's, uncircumcised, so you can see...
Wait, I didn't get to see the intro?
No, you didn't get to see the
intro. Oh, my God, I need to see the intro.
Okay.
You just put me in halfway through without the build-up?
Yeah.
Ugh,
here's the opening. You just see her just be like, oh, fuck. Just, ugh.
Oh, poor thing. Why did she do... She's like, what's that look?
Yeah, just my life choices got me here. Fuck me. Oh, no.
Why are her nipples so hard, though? Like, what the fuck?
Some girls are turned on by that. It's a thing.
Ew.
Yeah, sniffing dick cheese. Like, she, like, backs off of it, though.
She does.
I'm like, she's a fucking superhero, though. Like,
God, I hope the money was worth it.
You can just like see her like just licking the fucking cheese off. Yeah, that's horrible.
The music is so bad too. It just made everything so much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wonder why I almost barfed.
You asked for it.
I did.
I should have showed you.
I did.
I should have showed you like Japanese, you know, puke porn.
Just don't.
Like,
no.
The internet of depravity gets so fucking deep.
Of course it does.
Oh my God. I sent you and Tron a link for a Reddit thing, and it was about the two girls, one cup.
Yeah, I seen that one. You forget, like, I'm on Reddit, like, all the time, like, way too much.
I know.
I'm like, oh no.
You probably already saw it.
I've seen way too much. But, you know, I have a new...
Just imagine if kids... looked that up. Two girls, one cup. And they have no idea what they're getting themselves into.
I mean, it's like, you know, lemon party, you know, bathtub girl or whatever that one was.
Wait, what? Lemon party? No.
Have you never seen Lemon Party?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Are you going to show me?
Yeah, I'll show you. I think it's lemonparty.org. Let me see. Lemon Party... Courtney is about to get scarred from old things. Oh, is it not? Wait. Oh, does it not exist anymore? No, don't tell me. Like
Just put up Lemon Party website.
It has to still exist. Oh, it still exists. There you go. Enjoy. Yeah. It's a bunch of old people fucking.
Okay.
That's all it is. Here, I got one though that's better than that though.
Welcome to your future, Courtney.
Oh, don't fucking go off to ads.
I know. I hate when that happens.
What if that starts replacing all your porn ads?
Oh, no.
I hate it when, like, I'm in the middle and then a fucking ad pops up. I'm like, really? Really, fucker? You have to disturb my rhythm?
You're in the middle of porn, just like,
You guys watch porn with ads?
What, do you pay for your porn?
No, I just don't get ads in the middle.
I don't know. Sometimes once in a while one pops up.
Yeah, like it pops
up. Depends on what side I'm on.
It pops up in the beginning.
It does.
And it's like, you know, hey, check out this. Yeah, I'm like, okay, fine.
But sometimes I'm like switching to another video. I'm like, really?
Yeah, it is. Meat spin.
Spin.
Meat spin.
Meat. Okay, that's what it's called.
Meat spin. Yeah.
Oh. Stick's not even that hard.
Poor yeah, that's boy. Why it's spinning.
Aw.
It's meatspin.com.
Not even into it?
I mean, you know, I'm sure they are. See, it's a couple gay dudes.
Spinning. Maybe he's already come.
I mean, take what you can get. He's wearing a condom, though. Proud of him.
Yeah.
But I have a new segment that I want to, you know, try on this podcast.
What? See,
it's the Would You Rather. Remember I told you about this earlier?
A little bit, but yeah. I was confused.
So it's Would You Rather questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak? I know. They're really, like deep questions. Like, oh, shit.
So I'd just be mute?
Yeah, so you could not communicate whatsoever.
Oh. Could not communicate or could just not communicate verbally?
Could not communicate.
Oh.
So by losing the ability to read, do I lose the ability to see?
No, you just forget how to read.
Oh, okay. I'll forget how to read.
Fuck. I like reading too much, though.
She's like, how will I fucking understand what's going on in my pornos?
True.
No, they use a lot of basic words. It's pretty easy to keep up with it, quite honestly.
Uh-huh.
What, the fucking
doubt? Would I be able to, like, relearn?
Nope. You lose it for life. Like, you got hit in the head, and that part will never recover.
I really can't quite honestly read that well anyway.
Huh. But wait, so if I can't communicate, like, how would that be? Like, I just couldn't speak, I couldn't write something down.
Nothing, no.
But I could still read.
You can still read.
Well, I mean, by communicating, what if I can still, like, blink my eyes?
And stuff well, like that. You can still walk around and shit, but yeah, people just want to be able to know what the fuck you're saying.
Welcome to being autistic.
Huh. I don't know.
I would lose the ability to read because I already can't do that shit too exactly. Well. And I need people to hear my dumb, you know, bullshit that comes out of my mouth all the fucking time. Easy that way I can entertain the world with meat spins. And
what if I could learn a different language and read that language?
No, you cannot read. So you don't know how to read to understand the instructions on how to understand a new language.
That is...
What if someone teaches it to you verbally? What if it's like Chinese where it's like forms and stuff and not actually
But you can't
letters?
Read.
It is kind of impossible to learn a language that is no longer verbal if it's only in written form. There are languages that are only, we've only have it in a written form, so we have no idea how to verbalize it because it's a completely different language.
Huh.
So like the language of the, you know, the Easter Island with the giant heads? They have inscriptions on all those statues in a language no one can read.
The heads also have bodies too.
Yeah, they're underground.
They started nursing one of them. I don't know which one I'd choose.
I hope they have like a big rock penis too. That'd make me so happy.
What if they're all female?
They're not.
How do you know?
They're not.
Because females aren't blockheads.
Fair enough.
Damn.
Courtney's trying to, like, you know, find ways around it. She's like, I want my cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
She's like, I had no idea. What would I rather do? You want to go on to another question?
Sure, yeah.
Would you rather be covered in scales or fur?
Fur.
Fur.
I'd rather be scales.
Of course. That would also be hot.
I mean, have a scaly penis. You know, it's like, oh no, one of my penis scales popped off.
Could you shed your skin? Could I help you shed?
No, like only on my penis.
Could I help you shed?
I'd just be like
pull. Yeah, only on his penis.
Could I help you shed?
Only on my penis. I said that like 3 times now.
Yeah, but can I help you shed?
Only on my penis.
Only the penis. Nothing else.
Nothing else. No.
I couldn't peel your fingers.
Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early?
I'm already 20 minutes early. Courtney. Even like, if you were 20 minutes early, it would still be 10 minutes late.
I know, right? So, quite honestly, it would be both because people would tell me a half an hour.
You're already late, Courtney. So she's like, I'd rather just be 20 just like minutes.
Period.
Oh, no. Is Courtney pregnant?
No.
No.
Sadly, she has had nothing.
Not for
so, dudes, send me dick pics and I'll make sure those get to Courtney. Like,
seriously?
I'll fucking screen them. And
she will look at them. We already know how curious she is.
She fucking looked at Asian dick cheese, so, and she's like, yeah, that penis is okay. So if you think you have a better penis than Asian dick cheese, be my guest.
Seriously disgusting.
Yeah. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
Be able to talk to animals. My job would be so much easier.
Yeah, like the cat's like, you know, you're like, what's wrong? And it's like, meow. It's like, I know, but where?
I don't know. I always imagine that Rick and Morty scene of where he starts understanding the squirrels.
Oh my God, the fucking squirrels. Like, they checked, the Illuminati, like, checked in on me. Like, I was, like, sitting out on the porch, and, like, this squirrel comes around the corner, and he starts chittering at me, and I'm like, fuck off, Illuminati. And like 2 seconds later, 2 squirrels like poke their head from above and look down at me and start chittering at me. And I'm like, fuck off. And then they all like dispersed and never came back.
Oh, that's my when God. You just shoot them.
I do not have a gun on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, Alex wouldn't husband, be able to shoot it. She sucks.
My I'm dick. More likely to shoot my foot.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's not that hard. I used to shoot all the time.
Courtney, I do not trust my clumsiness around
mechanical. The reason that men are so good at shooting is because we've been shooting since like age 11 with our dicks. Like, duh. Boom.
It's trained in.
So we like have like our gun here and like, you know, we like set up bottles and like, pew, and like shotgun blast and knocks them all down. It's like, yeah. Now I'm 30 and it like just dribbles out. I'm like, oh no, I don't have enough gunpowder behind it. And then, like, you know, I, like, shove a giant dildo in my ass. I'm like, oh, whoa, it's back.
So, when you say, you know the history of everything.
Mm-hmm. Of everything you touched.
So, would that be voluntarily if I touched something and I wanted to know where it came from? Or would the information just come to me?
I feel like it'd be voluntary. Be like, tell me your secrets. Tell me your secrets, microphone. I was in an Amazon warehouse and I got sent to this house and you've been spitting bullshit in my face forever. It's yeah. Like, oh, okay.
I think I'd want that. That would be pretty interesting.
It's like you fucking touch a dildo and it's like, oh, Cleopatra. Oh, you little slut.
I'll leave the talking to animals to Alex.
She'll be like our Dr. Doolittle over there.
Shut up.
Yep. What the fuck is Mochi saying?
She's saying the N-word over and over again. That's all she says. Like, her meow is just the N-word. She's like, I can get away with it because you don't know what I'm saying. Ha, ha, ha.
Like, what's the next one?
Let me pull up another one. Hmm. Would you rather be able to talk to land animals, animals that fly, or animals that live underwater?
Hmm.
So would you rather talk to, like, fishes,
birds? I don't want to hear about their oceans being destroyed on a constant basis, so I pick land animals.
What about flyers?
No, they're descendants of dinosaurs, and fuck that.
I'd pick flyers.
I'd want to know about the ocean. Like, what's down there?
Lots of shit that we don't know about.
Maybe there's a mermaid down there.
Of course there is.
I'll be like, can you tell the mermaid to come up here and suck my dick?
She will definitely have a lot of teeth.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I mean, like, you know, make sure. She might
even have a baleen.
Make sure I'm circumcised. Yeah, that's right, bitch. You know, and she's like, I enjoyed that very much. I'm like, well, let's go over to England. We can have all the foreskins you want. She's like, om, nom, 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 nom. She's like, sustains herself on fucking male foreskins. Like, England is out of foreskins in like 2 years. Because they all fucking go for their, you know, yearly blowjobs. It's like, yes. And she's.
In all the 18th century smut novels, the men are always circumcised.
Yeah, but they're not actually circumcised.
Right? That always bothered me. I was like, why are all these Brits circumcised? That doesn't add up at all.
Huh.
Here's a good one for you. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Oh, I like standing in line, so all lights are green.
Courtney.
Hmm. Also, it was pretty common back then for everybody to have nipple piercings. Like, it was just like a thing you did in society.
Really?
They're like, oh, I got my nipple piercing got infected. I have sepsis. Oh.
Ta-da! It's a great way to cut out weak your immune systems.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Among the British, it was...
Yeah, super common.
But for guys, right? Not for women?
No, for both.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Fucking British whores. Yeah.
Go research it. Oh my goodness, you don't have your phone. So which one would you do?
Like, would all of the red lights that I approach be automatically red then?
What?
No, whenever you approach a light, it would always turn green.
So, you know, say... So, if you want the line one, then, you know, it'd either be red or green or yellow or...
Like, it wouldn't affect it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not going to negatively affect everything else.
Huh. I hate waiting in line. Oh, man. What would you choose, Alex?
Fucking lights. Jesus. I don't ever wait in line anyway. And, like, the amount of times I just scream at lights. Like, just driving to work at fucking 1:30 in the morning. I'm just sitting there at a red light. No one's around. I'm like, fuck you, light. You piece of shit. And I'm like, I want to run it, but I guarantee you there's a cop like in hiding somewhere and just like a sneaky little snake just be like, hey, go ahead, run it. I dare you. Come on. And he's like, boop, boop. You know, I'm like, fuck.
I always find it funny. Remember when Alex had that little car? She was at the red light at by King Supers and Constitution. And she was in the turning lane going on Constitution and the red light didn't turn red. Or the red light didn't turn green at all because her car didn't.
The red light didn't turn red.
Off the sensors.
It never tripped the sensors.
Yeah, she'd been there for like 3 red lights and there was a cop at the other side of the street. And he's like, why the fuck haven't you moved? And she's like, my car hasn't tripped the sensor because my car's so tiny.
It's not based on weight. You know that, right?
It's not?
No. It's a magnet.
Yeah.
It's based on metal.
And there's like no metal in that tiny car.
There's so much metal in that tiny car.
It was so plastic. The way it crumpled when I crashed it.
Yeah, I mean, when you fucking got hit and thrown into the ditch and, you know, now I'm going to have to fucking, you know, find the guy that hit you and go murder him.
Yeah, you really do have to.
I don't have time
for that. I can't believe he didn't stop, though.
The cop said he probably didn't even realize he had been struck. because the trucks are so big and heavy.
Really?
Well, you when he goes and does his post trip and finds like a fucking piece of car on it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck. Also, you know, you don't want to fucking get any accident fucking reports because you can lose your CDL off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a fucking giant pain in the ass. So, you know, whatever. Shit happens. We rolled with the punch and moved on.
I have a much better car now.
Yeah.
What? I fucking love that Scion IQ.
Sure. It was your car.
Yeah, it was my car.
I'm glad you were happy with it. I'm sorry I crashed it.
Yeah, but fucking, it's like, hey, look, you paid off the car. I'm like, yay, and you good for me. It's like, crashing your car.
I'm so sorry.
I'm fucking ass. Ugh.
Okay, guys.
And I'm like sitting there with like, you know, my buddy Patrick and we're like driving back. And, you know, I'm like, I get a phone call. I'm like, fucking A.
Shit.
Like, I'm like, there's nothing I can do. I'm like, well, my wife is dead. And if she's not, I'm going to have to hit her tonight. Tonight's going to be the night. Going to give her a shiner.
I didn't want to call you, but the fireman made me.
See, I'd have been a lot more pissed if I'd have got home. And it's like, you're just sitting at home, just like shell-shocked. Like, hi. I'm like, what are you doing home? Where's the car?
Yeah, so I crashed it.
It's like, it's somewhere. It's at work. It's at work. I ran out of gas. Silly me.
No, I would have told you.
And just like waited like a month. I'm like, I still haven't seen the car. He's like, you're just getting rides, you know, to and from work? And it's like, yeah. Just taking Ubers every day. It's like fucking crippling debt now. Like, help me.
She would never be able to afford Ubers up to Kessel Rock.
Oh my god, no, that's way too much money. That's like $40 one way.
Well, like,
I think it's more than that.
Probably is now.
It's definitely more than that.
Well, I know like this weekend, like when we go to the comedy show, I think we're just gonna take an Uber.
Yeah.
That way we can all
I want to get drunk with all.
Well, it's
of
a
us.
Two drink minimum, I think, at Looney's.
So I will get drunk.
So you have to get two drinks.
So, yeah, that's what two drink minimum means.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like you can only get two drinks.
Two drink minimum. No, pretty much, you know, you come in, they have cheap tickets, but you pay for drinks at the bar, and you know, you sit down and you know laugh at whatever jokes they have,
okay.
And then just take an Uber back home.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When is the Looney's one?
Next weekend, next Saturday. So in a week from now at 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So. I
choose red lights being green every single time I approach them.
Like, I've already like gone past that.
I know. But I thought I'd let you guys know.
Like way past. I'm like, oh shit.
Quite honestly, I'd also say no to reading, too. And the one before that versus communicating. So I'd lose the ability to read. Fuck, I'm gonna hate that.
Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself? So you're able to see 10 minutes into your own future.
Like the next immediate 10 minutes?
The next immediate 10 minutes you're able to just see. You're able to know what's going to happen.
Do I get to choose one?
You just always know.
You just always know.
You just always know what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes.
Or you have to always know someone else's future?
Anyone you want.
I hate both of those options. I don't want to know the future of anything.
Hmm.
So then I have to stress out about it.
Huh.
Because I have anxiety.
I'd say myself. Because if you know the future of yourself, if they're still with you within that 10 minutes, then you also know their future. So.
Oh, I'd use myself because then I could, you know, just be like, sitting there like with lottery tickets and, you know, 10 minutes before it's about to get pulled, I'd be like, I want these numbers. You know, I'm like, yep, I just won the Mega Millions. Yay.
You'd have to wait until it like got up there.
No, I just like always win it. There's no way like. Like, I can see into the future. It's like, oh, yeah, good job, Miss Cleo. Get out of here. We don't care. But I've also come up with a brand new way to get back at cops.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and it's nonviolent, so it, you know, is parent approved. Everyone loves it, except for maybe the cop's dad if he's still around.
Okay.
And so if you're a protester and the cop beats you or the cop gives you a speeding ticket or some stupid shit, what you do is you find that cop's mother. And then if she's single, works really fucking well. You just
okay.
You just court her and, you know, eat her pussy and just make her feel good and make her feel like a wonderful lady and, you know, make her fall in love with you. And then you get married to her. And then now that fucking cop that, you know, fucking, you know, beat you or fucking gave you a ticket is now your son. Now you can fucking beat his ass. Because you're his father now. Bad boy. You hit him with a fucking, you know, switch and just be like, bad boy. Bad boy. You know, I'm going to take my belt off and beat you. Take that.
Bad. Have you heard the recording of where that happened to a guy and, like, it was on, like, a radio show?
What happened?
Okay, so the what, radio
about
show.
About the chick that called in? It's like, I want a second date with this guy.
Yes.
Like. No, I'm. This has nothing to do with any of that.
No, but it's a similar situation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I think I remember.
Yeah, pretty much like the chick calls in, like, I want a second date. It's like, no, I just fucked her because your son was a piece of shit asshole. And, yeah. But what you do is you, like, just make his mother feel wonderful, get married to her, and then fucking churn his mother against her son. Just be like, your son's such a bad boy. Look at what he did. You know, he gave me this ticket. And, like, the mother's like, you are a bad boy. And then when she finally dies, you just get all the fucking assets and cut him out of the inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And then just fully cut him out of the inheritance.
Play in for the long game.
In for the super long game. Just be like,
best payout ever.
And then, you know, at the funeral, just be like, fuck you. And be like, deuces, I'm out. And then you just get all the fucking money. And then you sell the house and sell all the assets. And you're like, it's like, no, that was my childhood home. I'm like, I thought you loved me, Dad. It's like, no. I just got did this to get back at you.
Sucks to suck, loser.
It's funny. Oh, that is so amazing. Just the way he said it and, like, didn't even care about her was, like, really hilarious. Sorry.
He's like, you're, like, not even paying attention to my story. You're like, whatever.
But I'm
that
sorry. Fucking
that I didn't pay dude, attention.
The dude
I was.
That fucked that chick. Oh, my God. Yeah, fuck that whore.
She raised an asshole son.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, honestly. You know, hit it and quit it. Hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
And like, women are like, why doesn't anyone want to be with me a long time? It's like, yeah, like after like three times with your pussy, it's like, yep, I've explored every inch of it. All three. That's as deep as I can
I feel get. Sorry for women with smaller pussies. I knew someone who had a smaller pussy and it was really sad.
She had a small pussy. Like, what does that mean? A small, they're elastic.
Yeah, but
they're like fucking.
Some women are smaller. Physically.
They're like, yeah, like children. You're not supposed to fuck those.
No, she seriously didn't have, like.
It's like a baby. It's like, it has a tiny fucking vagina. What the hell?
Yeah. She had a tiny vagina.
Babe, it's a thing. Like, you have to use, like, diaphragms and stuff to help, like, teach it to stretch and crap.
Yeah.
And I don't think diaphragms?
She wouldn't know that. It's quite hilarious.
Like. Yeah, pussies don't like they like bounce back. They're like living condoms.
Yeah,
but they don't do the job of a condom at all. Like they do the opposite job of a condom.
That's so where, the whole point.
Just like in there, it's like
so.
Oh.
It's the anti-condom.
So
the anti-condom. I mean, well, it's amazing because she has like kids. I can't believe it.
Out of her tiny pussy? That's gross.
Yeah.
Well, probably
I think
she
they had
to
cut it or something.
Or at a cesarean. Yeah, I think her first one was a cesarean.
It's like, it's actually my mom. She has such a tiny pussy. You should see this thing. So boys, line up and send my mom those dick pics.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, the thing is, the whole thing doesn't fit in there. She's like, yeah, the dick didn't fit in there. And she's like, she was trying to tell me how it was like that for everyone. It was hilarious.
It's not.
It's not. It was so sad.
Well, I mean, that's where curved dicks come in. So if you're a fucking weirdo with a curved dick, get in there.
Yeah.
You can get all the way to the bottom. Maybe, like, she just has, like, an extra hard, like, hymen. You know, it's like, yeah, like, like Costco-grade hymens. She's like, yeah, I got my hymen from Costco. Try and break through it. Bitch can't. Oh, look at you, weak dick bitch.
What is that, like, the only thing you bought? So, like, the person had to, like, scan it when they, like, carry you for checkout?
Oh, my God.
Like, beep, industrial hymens? I didn't know we had these back in stock. I'm going to get one after work today. Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's like, beep. It's like condom.
Why would you want that? That would be so painful.
Industrial hymens?
Yeah.
So, dude's going to get in there. If you don't... You know, if you're, like, knocked out at a party and be like, oh, are you trying to get in? Cash can't get through my fucking industrial hymen.
They actually have panties that supposedly don't come off unless you put, like, a certain combination. So they can't just be taken off.
They also have fucking rape barbs, too.
Oh, wow.
Those are cool.
Have you ever seen those?
No, yeah. I haven't. I want to see.
Let me see.
Let's see.
Let me look it up. Rape barb. Anti-rape device. So it's like that. There you go. It's like a fucking dildo that you put in your puss.
Yeah.
And like when dicks come in, it just like fucking barbs on their cocks. And it's like, oh, fuck, painful.
And it's like because of how the barbs are shaped, supposedly you have to go to like a hospital to get it removed. So like you have to basically turn yourself in.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They should sell those in the United States.
They fucking should.
Yeah. They don't?
No. I mean, I'm sure you can get them.
It's a product from Africa. But I don't know if it's sold here in the U.S.
Where, like, rape is, like, really prevalent and, like, people just, like, make jokes about it. It's like, have you ever been raping a bitch? And she fucking grabs her dick and puts barbs in it. It's like, oh, shit. And, like, everyone's laughing. It's like, do y'all rape over here? All the time. My sister got raped 3 times last week. It's like, what? No. This is a bad place. I see why. You know, Americans hate Africans. What are you?
I'm trying to see the one that I was trying to find. The anti-rape underwear.
The anti-rape underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, ooh. The FBI is like monitoring my phone. And it's like, what the fuck? Has this guy turned a new leaf? Or is he just trying to figure out how to beat all this shit? I feel like he's just trying to figure out how to beat it all.
You mean beat off it all?
How do you go back?
You press back.
How? Where is it? Go back.
In the back.
Oh, there it is.
But yeah, those are the fucking anti-rape things.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
I want to see the one that's on a penis. It's funny.
Is there one on a penis?
I want to see it.
It looks like there was.
There's none on a penis.
Aww. See?
New anti-rape underwear.
Yeah. It like locks or something.
There you go. Enjoy that.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. These. Like, rape should not be a huge fucking concern for women. And it's sad that it is.
It is.
I'm like, why are you raping these? Like. Honestly, you can get a much more pleasurable, you know, experience for like a fucking $5 hamburger and just take her out and give her kisses on her neck and, you know, give her special barbecue sauce.
Special barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Like, what most people don't realize is there's an episode of The Cosby Show back in the day where, you know, everyone's like fighting and having a bad time. And, you know, they all fucking like settle down and, you know, Bill Cosby's like, it's because of my barbecue sauce. Have you ever noticed anytime someone gets some of my barbecue sauce? Yeah, they all calm the fuck on down, get all lovey-dovey and huggy and kissy.
You fucking put weed in it?
No, he fucking like put some drugs in it.
That's and what
he,
I asked.
He no, it wasn't weed. Oh. It was like ecstasy. Oh and, my. And yeah, Tron didn't believe that shit, so I showed it to him. I'm like, dude, check this crazy shit out. He's like, no, my childhood.
No, that's seriously like one of my favorite movies. It's an Indian movie. And so like it's this family that's like feuding after like the grandfather died and they don't know what to do with his restaurant. And at the end, they're holding a funeral ceremony. And the grandson, who's like the prodigal son returned, he accidentally, I'm not quite sure how, but some weed gets dropped in the stew they're making. And everyone's like, oh, my God, it smells like grandpa's stew. And they're talking about how he used to serve the stew to like, he would like make it in like giant batches for the community and serve it to like the local baseball team kids. And the grandson's like, grandpa was out here getting everybody stoned all the time. And it was an indie movie, so there was lots of Bolly dancing and stuff, so it made it even better.
Sometimes those Bollywood movies are great.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
So good.
Is she still over there, like, looking at fucking, like, anti-racist?
You gave her your phone, you'll never get it back.
Like, some dude, like, put it on a carrot. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I want to see.
Okay, well, now I have to, like, find it again.
It's okay.
I want to visualize what a mutilated penis would look like.
So they actually have one where they have one of those hand pussies, and they have a dildo that shows how it works.
Oh, nice.
It like fucking gets hard up in there. It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, just, you know.
Gross. Yes.
Rape axe. Oh, it's a fucking YouTube video. Nice.
It is? Let me see.
Well. Come on, Rape X. It only has like 2,000 views. That's crazy. One in four women is sexually assaulted in a lifetime. Rape is a global issue for all women, regardless of... Too fast. Incidents of rape continue to climb at alarming rates.
It's because we all agreed we would rather not
rape. Rape X, the woman's last defense against rape. Okay, stop fucking... I want to see it in action, you motherfucker.
Which contains razor-sharp barbs. The woman inserts the single-use device into her vagina like a tampon.
Into her vagina.
When an attacker penetrates the vagina, he enters vagina. The rapist's device. Upon his first withdrawal, the barbs attach themselves onto the skin of the penis, and the rapist pulls the RX device out of the vagina. The device cannot be removed by the attacker, but can only be removed by a clinician. This results in the positive identification of the attacker and can aid in his subsequent arrest and conviction.
That's crazy.
The removed device can be used to match the DNA of the attacker and victim in court.
Yes.
Rapex demonstration.
Oh. Yes! Oh,
see?
Has already been inserted into the test model.
It's in like a pocket pussy.
When a woman is assaulted, Apex device will automatically attach.
Oh, that's so cool.
As you can see, the device is firmly attached to the penis and cannot be removed.
God, I hope it hurts.
Well, now show
that hurts me.
The assailant, if he forcibly attempts to remove the device from his penis. The Apex device is firmly attached to the penis.
Probably like breaks.
Oh. As you can see,
it would rip up his penis.
We strongly recommend.
And that's like a plastic dildo. It's not even like fleshy skin. Like, think how much more that would rip.
I think that's a carrot.
That's a carrot, yeah.
That's the carrot.
Yeah, but think how much more it would rip through the
soft
skin.
I was kind of hoping like you'd just like snap the dick in half. The carrot in half. He's like, See, oh, that's what happens. Your dick just breaks in half. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But well deserved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. I wonder if I can buy one. I'm gonna see if
yeah,
I
can. Know.
I'm going to look to see if I can buy a Raybacks.
Alex, can I borrow your phone? I want to see if I can buy it.
I don't even know where my phone is.
It's on the arm, right?
What the fuck?
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
They have a GoFundMe.
Oh, the Face ID.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
What's your passcode?
I'm not telling you on this podcast.
I already got it.
What? Yeah, okay, so the Rape Axe is on a GoFundMe right now, and it only has $10,000 of $300,000, and it needs another $300,000.
What?
Aww. Seriously? What? Come on. Let me see. Alex, where's Amazon on here?
Shopping.
You think that it's going to be, in Amazon?
Maybe.
You can buy a Rape Axe?
You might find it on
How is it spelled?
Rape Axe. Like a axe that rapes.
Kickstarter.
It's on Kickstarter only. I'm on Amazon right now. I'm not seeing it.
I don't know if I still have Kickstarter on my phone or not.
It changed what I put in there.
Yeah, it's like Tape Axe. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what a tape axe is. So like a tapeworm's axe?
Yeah, and it still changed what I was trying to put in.
My phone is like,
no,
it has to autocorrect me a lot. So it's used to working with me. Okay, if you don't want it to change the word that you've just typed, you have to type the word in the quotation marks. Don't hit space. Otherwise,
oh my God, it changed it.
Courtney, just give it to me.
It's fine. This will never come out. And, Africans will rape another day. Oh. Sorry, African women. We just don't care enough about you to just donate $300,000.
I don't have $300,000.
Oh, my God. This is so annoying.
But, I mean, it's raised.
I don't have any money. I gave it all to the fucking DMV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My wife learned an adult lesson.
Don't say it like that.
An adult lesson, everybody. Plates are expensive if you buy an expensive car.
I did not buy an expensive car.
You did, though.
I did not.
It's a $10,000 car. It's pretty expensive.
No, there are cars that cost like $50,000. That's expensive.
My most expensive car is $1,200.
How much did the IQ cost?
$9,000.
Because you told me you paid $15,000 for it.
I paid $4,000 for it.
You told me $15,000.
I paid $2,000
for it. You told me $15,000.
I paid $2.
You told me $15,000 the day you bought the car.
They fucking paid me to take it.
$15,000.
They gave me $15,000. They gave me $15,000.
They gave you $15,000.
But that was up in North Dakota, so they don't have taxes or rules up there, and I'm assume they just have a bunch of rape up there too.
Don't ever
go to North Dakota. Like, people will be like, oh shit, it's a girl with a good vagina. All right, Brando, guess what? We're not using your butt pussy tonight. We're getting this girl. We're all going to gangbang her.
Oh my God.
If you want to be in like a vicious gangbang, rape scenario, go to North Dakota. Like, I'm sure there are men that would oblige.
You could just go to a police station.
I mean, just, ask a politician if he wants to get him and some of his friends gangbang you. Like, Biden, you want a gangbang? He's like, yeah, I do. Who's Biden's wife? Does Joe Biden even have a wife?
God, I hope not.
I need to find this out. Like,
poor thing. She hasn't had dick since the Obama administration.
She hasn't. Well, I mean, Monica Lewinsky's boyfriend's probably been digging her out. Joe Biden's wife. Does this motherfucker even have a wife? Oh, my God. And she's, like, not bad looking.
Oh, my God. Really?
It's a second lady. Never mind. Like, her small picture made her look okay. Like, the second you open it up, it's
oh,
like,
it's
oh.
Karen.
Like, it's like, oh, no. Fuck. Jesus Christ. She had wow. She has like sunken eyes.
I guess there's also like an anti-rape device that's like tampons that have like spikes or razors.
There's also guns, pepper spray, tasers, other men.
I don't know. I don't think that works.
Like, I feel like the
most... The gun would work.
The gun always worked.
But, oh my god, do you remember when shit. I was taking that night class and you would come by after work and wait for me so you could walk me out to my car?
Not really, no.
That was like super sweet of you. It was like my class was getting out at like 11 o'clock at night. Oh, I was dumb enough to not know that I was supposed to be afraid.
Oh, really? Yeah. You were probably supposed to be afraid of me. I was probably trying to get some play.
I always moved my car closer because the class that I had was at night too. It ended at like, I think around 9.
I was probably trying to get a beach. Like, m'lady, I walked you to your car. How are you going to repay me for this? Zip. Yeah.
You should have done that. I would have gone down.
You'd have sucked my cock?
Yeah. Out in the parking lot? Fuck yeah.
I don't think you would have. I think you were too shy back in them days. I think you'd have been like, no, and then like broken up.
It would have been toothy, let's be honest.
I'm like, like a fucking kitchen disposal, but like, oh no. I'm like, this is more effective than the anti-rape device. Oh, god damn it. It's shredding my penis. Ouch.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Like, yeah, I mean, shredded penises. It's like, you know, tell me when to stop shredding your penis over your fucking, you know, lasagna, sir. It's like, can you just not do that at all? It's like, tell me when.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video of that guy that fucking went to Subway and asked them to keep toasting his bread?
Yes. Wait, what?
So there's this kid that went to Subway and he's like, can you toast that more? You know, cause you know how like Subway toasts your fucking bread.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you toast it more? And he's like, okay. And he's like, again, until it was like fucking burnt.
It was charcoal. It crumbled into ash. Seriously? When he tried to eat it.
Yeah, he ate it.
It too. Was black.
I'm like, what a fucking chance. Like, you know, he didn't just like do it, pay for it and not eat it. He fucking ate it. I'm like,
he did.
Yep. I'm like, I got to give you props.
Yeah.
I can't believe he fucking ate it. That's disgusting.
You know, giving props to, like, everyone, including the trannies.
Oh, my God.
I think we were talking about that shit earlier on, like, the last podcast, where I found out how fucking tranny dicks are made.
Did we talk about that?
I think a little bit. I think I gave him, like, you know, quick props. I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? No, you talked about how you thought it was done. You didn't go into detail on how it's actually done.
Because I don't want to go into detail on how it's actually done.
Why not?
Do you know how tranny dicks are made, Courtney?
Yeah. Or wait, tranny? How they're made? How or they're how made. Trannies? How
they're made.
A man goes to a woman.
No, vice versa.
A woman goes to a man.
No, actually, I don't. I only know the guy.
Yeah. How was I the only one who knew this before today?
Is there any, like, cats that are like, meow, I'm in the wrong body. I need to be a male cat.
So, there are... I am usually really good at kind of guessing a cat's gender based off their body language. And there have been times where, like, this cat's come in on a regular basis and I've always assumed this cat was, like, one gender. And then, like, a year down the road to find out the other. But there are... some visual characteristics that you can also use. So male cats tend to have bigger cheekbones and they can have a thicker tail, bigger paws. But sometimes you'll have a cat that has like that bigger male body, but they act feminine. And it's like, wait, are you a boy cat? Are you a girl cat? I can't tell. Like I got to flip them under to look at their, I got to look at their genitalia to know. And I'm like,
I hate looking at animal cocks. Like it just,
of course, animal cocks are disgusting.
Just makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, like, honestly, I don't know why horses have such big dicks because I feel like, you know, there has to be like one kinky horse that just loves running and just gets a hard on every time it runs. And like, there's like, you know, kind of high up rocks and it like hits the tip of its dick on the rocks and he's like, oh, I'd like that even more. And he like gets a harder boner. Just a fucking kinky ass horse.
Wow.
Thoughts in my head. Just first time I hear them.
You know what's sad?
What?
Sometimes cats and dogs, they get too fat to groom themselves back there. Like, they can't reach anymore. So sometimes they come in with, like, the nastiest, like, yeast infection just because they can't groom no more because they're too fat. So guess who gets to clean out their yeasty, nasty vaginas?
Ew.
Yeah.
I guess that counts other as cats? Cheese.
It's disgusting.
You're smegma.
And you're never tipped.
Oh, I mean, technically you are.
Shut up.
Like, he's the tip.
My doctor does tummy tucks for kitties.
Really?
Yes. So basically,
really,
we have
it. Took me too long to get what you said there. I'm like, what the fuck did she just say?
A tummy tuck.
I'm like thinking that she's like tapping like their tummies. I'm like, what the fuck is a tummy tuck?
No, basically, if a really fat cat comes in, we tell them, look, if you get your cat to lose this much weight, we'll do a tummy tuck for free. Like, we'll cut the skin back and stuff if they get the cat to lose the weight. It's a deal. It almost never works, but some people do it, and so sometimes we have to do a tummy tuck.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, most people, like, I can't say no to you, cat.
We did it. We had to do a butt tuck once.
It's like, I want my cat to look hot.
No, she had so many folds, it looked like a real human vagina. It was so creepy.
Horse vaginas look like fucking...
It's disgusting.
You, like, stand behind a horse, like, no, absolutely not. Like, what the fuck? And, like, it, like, lifts its tail and, like, shits at you. I'm like, thanks for that. Uh-huh. You know? Or, like, it pees. I'm like, that's like a fucking waterfall. I'm like, god damn it. But we're at the fucking hour mark. You know, we've done quite a bit of this fucking podcast. I'm gonna, like, trim off the beginning part or not, you know, it depends on how I feel.
Oh, you're so mean.
I just remembered
what you did.
Yeah, just started it without your consent.
God, you're so annoying.
Just raped you into a podcast.
Oh my god.
You're welcome.
Oh my god.
What?
I looked
at what? Yeah. How it's done? Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's cool.
Yeah, no, like, I
that's horrifying, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's great that they have balls and everything. But thank you all for listening. You know, you can next week argue this is going to be back on its normal schedule. You know, we already did our last argue this with my wife. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and give that a listen.
Oh, God, please don't. I am not a good substitute for Tron.
See, my wife and I discussed marriage and cheating and divorce and all kinds of shit and money. And
basically, I set him new rules.
So I can fuck pool boys.
Yes.
And there's something else that you said I could do that you know I'm never going to do. Oh, an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'm going to make an OnlyFans because now I'm allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Courtney's over there looking at fucking tranny dicks again, so.
No, I was actually looking at one of her games.
She was literally looking at tranny dicks. She showed me the tranny dicks she was looking at.
I did, but now I'm looking at this weird game that Alex has.
Which one are you looking at?
She just deleted your save data on your favorite game.
No, I didn't.
But
which one are you playing?
Fernflower. I looked at Fernflower.
Oh.
Thank you all for, you know, sticking with it. You know, kind of tapered off there at the end.
A little.
Sorry.
A little bit. Whatever. We'll get better at this.
I'll cut this part out.
I mean, you know, next week will be more produced. This one was kind of off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. But fun.
Yeah, I enjoy the off the cuff ones where I just am like, I'm just going to go with thoughts that come to my head. Yeah. You know. And Courtney still won't fuck retards.
Nope.
So, sorry, boys.
Not unless they have money.
Okay, if you're a retarded guy with money, like Forrest Gump, she'll definitely fuck Forrest Gump now. Forrest Gump is back on the table.
But that's after the apple, not before.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Like, let me smell
They'd have to be high functioning.
Let me smell your dick cheese, Forrest.
High functioning is a misnomer. It means nothing.
So?
She's like, Forrest, let me smell your dick cheese.
Oh. No.
Oh, la, la, la. But if y'all want to fucking check out my other podcast, I have a weekend quickie, which is 15 minutes of news. And we got Argue This, which is just fucking debates and arguments. And check out the last one, because it was actually pretty funny. Yeah. Normally, it's not funny. That one's not like a comedy podcast. Last one was pretty good. I even gave it the comedy tag. And yeah, we'll be back next Wednesday with more of this. And I'll actually fucking write some shit down, because I feel like the ones that I actually produce well come out a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't have time to listen back to the shit I said in my truck, because that's where like most of my fucking material comes from. And yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Alex the Truck. Fucking like threw the black thing at my face. I'm like, oh shit, black ticks.
And see you guys.
See ya. Oh yeah, and you can email me too, but I probably won't check it. But you can. It'll be linked in the description.
He's no, he'll check hope. It, remember? He said that he would screen your dick pics.
Yeah, send me dick pics. Like, honestly, you can send me dick pics and it is fine. Like, just tons. Just boom. Like, don't sign me up for gay websites, but dick pics. Personal dick pics.
Just prepared.
Like, coming cocks. You know, like, I'll fucking grade them. I'll fucking do a video on where I grade your coming cocks on, like, my OnlyFans. That's what I could do. Grade fucking people's amateur home porns on OnlyFans. Like, this is a 2 out of 10. You know, he's not really into it. It seems like he's fucked this girl before. I like that idea.
Wasn't there a guy in Brooklyn who made himself an artist because he was downloading and blowing at people's naked selfies?
Yeah, there was the Fappening too, where all the famous people got their fucking naked photos put out. Thank God for that, because that fucking made a lot of people's careers.
Yep.
So, but thank you all for listening, and yeah, we'll be back next week, and, you know, fucking 3 times a week, we do podcasts.
Alrighty.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Bye.